Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, the podcast for us, by us. The gentleman in front of me right now is comedy legend, podcasting legend, Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward. You are Pentelis, and our friend there
is a menace.
Is a menace, yeah.
To most children
with that mustache. Oh. What did you say the other day that was funny?
The mustache is getting longer and longer.
Hmm. Yeah, my beard's growing in a bit thicker too.
Okay.
With age. Yeah.
What?
You said some with age.
Okay. I think that's going to reduce it.
What?
AIDS.
Oh, that's for sure. Yeah. But I don't have AIDS.
So it's not hair. It's just you have like sores.
Yeah.
What?
Are they AIDS sores you have?
Open sores.
No. Okay. But you said something funny the other day when I got my haircut.
Doesn't sound like me. Oh yeah, because he was there. He was in the barbershop and there was all kinds of people. And he was literally. He's funny because when our barber is cutting our hair, if it looks good, he's like, yeah, you look great, whatever. You know, he's motivating you. So Poseidon's really feeling himself. And he's like, he's doing his lips thing. He's like, bro, look at me.
Okay, I don't do lips thing. I have big lips, bro.
No, you do this, what you do. You do your lips thing.
There's no lips thing.
That's what you do.
Like a duck face type thing?
Kind of, but he doesn't hold it. He in and out. He's like.
Just like a nervous tick.
Maybe. That's what it is. Duck tick. And there's people staring at him now because he's like, bro, be honest. How fucking good do I look? I look younger, huh? So then Mel's like, yeah, you do look younger. I go, you look like a little kid and the uncle that molested him at the same time. It's fucking And he's like, oh, fuck you, bro. I knew you were going to go there. I knew you were going to go. Because of the stash. But yeah, it makes you look younger.
Yeah, thank you.
You guys got the haircut, and then that night we had a show, and that's the first thing he said to me. He said, I really like my hair. I'm really happy with my hair. Not hey, how's it going? How is the drive here? I'm really happy with my hair.
God, no. It's true. That's the night that we went to, I think, Sherbrooke, no?
Yeah,
that was the same night. Yo, Sherbrooke was fun.
Yeah.
It was actually, they were loud. I didn't expect. And it was mostly students.
Yeah, it's because it's on the university. And that's what I like about French crowds. Because whenever you hear university, you think, oh, fuck, they're going to be offended by everything.
Yeah.
Quebecois, like French Quebecois, aren't offended by anything. Young ones.
Really?
Well, there are some like that, like the extreme, you know,
left woke,
but they're a minority.
Yeah, I'm noticing that more and more because a lot of students that come out and they're down with it.
Yeah.
And they know Poseidon, all of them.
They're down with the sickness.
Yeah, they all know the watch lists.
What watch?
So I didn't want to read the story. Because I wanted Poseidon to tell us on air what happened. There's a woman who apparently accidentally, I don't know how you accidentally do this, shot herself in the vagina.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Is she a sex worker?
Oh, was she protecting herself?
Sorry?
Was she protecting herself with the gun?
No. Sort of.
This pussy's getting me in too much trouble.
Stupid pussy.
No, but she's kind of a sex worker. So,
kind of a sex worker?
Well, we're going to get
to it. Is that a black pube? She's just an officer.
What does kind of a sex worker
mean? She has like a... She's on Chatterbait.
Okay, so she's a cam girl.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Say that. Yeah, that'll explain it.
Yeah.
That is kind of a sex worker, I guess.
Yeah, kind of. So a woman fires a gun at her vagina and cam show crotch shot gone horribly wrong.
I like that you read at the third grade level.
Well, that's how it's written.
How can shooting a gun at your pussy go horribly right, though?
Yeah.
That never goes right. Yeah. So was she just shooting that? She figured the gun will vibrate people.
Woman shoots out a crotch, accidentally shoots terrorist. Maybe that would be the good outcome.
No. This probably wasn't the kind of money shot she was banking on.
Is she related to Alec Baldwin? It'd be amazing to find out it's his sister.
Imagine. I thought it was empty.
So Georgia webcam model Lauren Hunter Damon,
oh, I know
27,
her.
Redefined crotch shot after discharging a firearm into her vagina.
Into the vagina?
Yeah, during an alleged sex stunt gone awry.
Oh, so she was fingering herself with the gun?
Yeah, probably.
So she dead?
No, she was rushed to the hospital.
That baby must be, though.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you make abortions illegal in Georgia. This crazy bitch is like,
I got this. That's crazy. I didn't know it was inside her. I thought it was like,
yeah,
maybe it skinned her clit or something.
Yeah, I thought it was she was shooting and it was like, I don't know. Yeah. But who would that turn on? Like, I there are some sex stuff that I'm like, why? Like, who watches this?
Oh, dude, I had. Yeah.
It was a request from one of her fans. So somebody was
he must regret it, or
yeah,
or he must be like, this is way better than what I expected.
Yeah. I almost killed her. Fuck. Now she's mine for sure. How no one else is gonna go for that loose vagina.
Oh my god!
So he asked her, gee, "What? Who doesn't check their gun? Like, check your gun before sticking it in your vagina."
Not just that. Why was it loaded?
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, you check it and you empty it.
Maybe she was looking for intruders. Who else is in there?
Is there anybody in there?
Cameron? So she shot herself in there, and this was on tape.
Yeah.
Do you have the video of that?
Oh, shit.
No, I don't.
Damn.
Okay. Well, Poseidon, you got to...
And I don't think I can show it.
But, like, wouldn't you die from that?
That's what I thought. That's why I asked, was it in her? If it was in her, then now I'm thinking death.
Well, look, it depends on the caliber, right?
Is she alive? The caliber abroad is very low. Yeah. But is she alive?
Yeah, she was rushed to the hospital. She's the one that called the paramedics.
No, I get what you're saying. You could be rushed to the hospital, but then never come out of it.
How can you call you call 911? How can I help you? I shot my vagina. What? I shot my vagina.
Ma'am, even though he's a pushover, don't call your husband that.
Yeah, apparently she has a boyfriend, and he's the one that discovered her with blood on her leg. And then...
she was passed out, I guess?
No, she wasn't passed out, and then she told
him... She kept on doing the fucking cam show?
I don't know.
She's a goddamn trooper.
You know what? She's a professional. We should hire her.
Show must go on.
Yeah. She's the new tour manager.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
And then the mother was there too, apparently.
What the fuck? What a weird sex show.
It's a good house.
Yeah. Meanwhile, a second witness named Cody Starnes told deputies that his mother, Addie Ruth Johnson, came into his bedroom and reported that Damon had shot herself.
So wait, hold on. So there's, in the same house, she's putting guns in her vagina doing a cam show. Her boyfriend is there, her brother is there, and her mother is there.
Yep.
God damn, it's a family affair. Yeah.
And that, I assume, is in a trailer home, right? That's not like a real house.
I don't know.
God, that's very trailer park.
That's very trailer. And also, how did they go, oh, we just discovered there was blood in her. No one heard the gun go off in her twat.
Maybe it was deep, though. It's kind of like a silencer.
Yeah.
It's, you know how when you shoot and you put a pillow?
Somebody heard. It was like Hitman.
Yeah. She was rushed to the sheriff's office.
Sheriff's office. I gotta investigate first before we send her to the hospital.
Yeah, why aren't they sending her to the hospital?
And then she was flown to the hospital by helicopter, and she was discharged this week.
Oh, nice. Good for her.
Yeah,
good for
it was
her.
A freak accident. Yeah, so she didn't die.
You know what? Silver lining.
And this won't result in criminal charges either.
Who's gonna
press charges?
Her pussy.
Well, no, because this is considered like reckless conduct. So if you mishandle a gun on purpose and you do dumb shit, you could get reckless conduct.
But she didn't get they're not gonna charge her with that because they were like, no, that's not reckless.
That's not reckless.
She was masturbating. She's masturbating for money. You know, she's making fans happy. You know,
she had the Poseidon defense. Your Honor, this pussy wild, though. That's such a Poseidon defense. You should have been her lawyer, you know, like this. Your Honor, let's take a look at Exhibit A. That snatch. It's wild. You ain't know what it's going to do. It's liable to do some crazy shit. So stupid.
What a fucking weird story.
I'm actually happy she made it, though.
Yeah.
That's a shitty way to die.
Yeah, what's her name? Imagine?
Oh,
can you put a link to her Chatterbait account?
Let's, what's her fucking name? Lauren Hunter Damon.
So her husband was there with her.
That's a fake name.
With her mother.
It sounds like Lauren is. She likes Matt Damon and probably.
What's
Hunter? So Good Will Hunting, maybe something like that.
What's D-A-M-A-N?
Damon.
Yeah, Damon.
She is Damon.
She is Damon. Well, now she is since her pussy don't work no more. Do you think she's gonna be able to have kids?
I don't know, her ovaries.
I hope not.
Her ovaries, yeah, but we should pray she doesn't, but her ovaries probably still work. God, she was discharged, she should be fine, but her pussy's going to look weird as fuck.
Yeah.
It's got an extra hole.
Yeah, it's going to be a cleft lip pussy.
Her pussy, her pussy will look like the end of Rocky 2.
But that's the one that Rocky wins.
Yeah,
But
she's still alive.
Yeah, she's still alive. She won. She made it.
She made it.
Jesus Christ. It's been a whole week of women doing crazy shit in the news.
What was the other one?
The handicapped woman. You have that?
Yeah, do I?
The what?
This is 100% a Poseidon story.
So a woman uses her prosthetic leg in fight at Golden Knights game.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and I have the video.
Let's watch that.
Oh, that's amazing. She took her leg off. Did she hit a dude or a lady?
I don't know. We'll see.
Ass. All right. Oh, she's taking it off. Oh, it's off. It's off. And she's swinging.
God damn.
Oh, wow. She's really serious. Look at that. It's funny when she takes it off. Look at that. Takes it off.
Yeah, let's see. Oh, shit.
Yeah, dude. Golden Knights are wild, huh?
Why are people so fucking aggressive when they go see a game?
They're aggressive all the time.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. It's gotten worse, right, in the last year or two?
You know, the thing is, I don't know because I watch a lot of Greek soccer.
Okay, and it's always been like that.
Greek soccer goes third world. Yesterday, two teams were playing, and the home team, they were playing their rivals, and the home team was losing 1-0. And the game was packed over. There was like a minute left, right? So the fans just said, you know what, fuck it. So they started throwing flares, bottles. They ran onto the pitch. Just stopped the game from happening. Like this game was in Zimbabwe. Like they just stopped the whole thing. And then an hour later, the last 2 minutes resumed. And they ended up losing, obviously.
Ah, fuck.
And it was just... And one of their own fans died. It was just so...
God damn.
So third world.
I don't know why that makes me laugh.
It's hilarious, but it's such a third world thing. Yeah.
What a shitty way to die.
Yeah.
What a dumb way to die.
I died because I was angry that my team lost.
That's the only reason why I hope... God exists just so buffoons like that can be shamed when they arrive.
Listen, Steven, you would have gone in right away. However, you kind of failed the IQ test. There's many ways you could get in here. You chose the doggy door, basically.
Fuck.
There's some shit movie. I saw with him, I watched the new Resident Evil movie.
Okay.
Hot garbage.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Okay.
And they had a budget of $37 million. I don't know where the fuck that budget went. Someone's pockets.
The actors and the producers.
Maybe, yeah. Probably. And no marketing. People didn't even know it came out. But it wasn't good, Mike. I was very upset. So because of it, I try to, you know, cleanse the palate over the weekend. So I was watching anything else. And everything was shit except for Curb.
Oh, I didn't see the new episode of Curb.
It's fun.
I started watching it last night and then my phone rang.
And you forgot about it?
And then, yeah, I forgot about it.
Good episode.
Okay.
Yeah, Larry David's the only one making good TV right now.
That's what I like about doing. I record on Sundays. So I show up. I'm at home. I'm drunk. I watch Curb. And then the next day, I wake up. And I remember parts of Curb, but I don't remember the full show.
Watch it again?
So I watch it again. So I get to see it twice.
That's amazing. Yeah. I wish I had never watched Curb. And I wish I could watch it all like him from the beginning right now.
Yeah. I'm still at episode 5.
You're such a lucky person.
Yeah.
You don't know how lucky you are sometimes.
It's the small victories in life, right?
Yeah, you got to take all the small victories you can. But there was that, and I saw, just rewatched a bit, but I wasn't paying attention. Scream 2.
Okay.
God damn, we were imbeciles back in the day, and these movies were so stupid.
I haven't seen a Scream movie in years.
They don't hold up.
Okay.
Isn't there a new one?
They're making a new one.
Yeah.
The commercial came on when we were in the theaters.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude.
Okay.
I think we were fucking idiots. I think we were so happy. We would just watch anything back in the day.
Yeah. I think, though, like, not for Scream 2, but for Scream 1, the reason why it did so well is because people were sick of horror movies at that point.
Yeah.
So they had stopped making horror movies for years.
And since it was kind of like a parody of horror movies, they used the horror movies, they referenced them.
And then it came back and it was all cool young people.
Yeah.
And not just like old fucking scary weirdos. So that I think it was just popular because I don't know.
Yeah, because they had all the best, like Neve Campbell, who fucking I never see her in anything. She's still doing TV.
Let's see.
She's Canadian.
I don't think so.
I never see her in it. She was in Wild Things. Remember that movie?
That was a that was so hot. Her and the bitch that married.
She's in the new Scream.
Well, Scream is her movie. She better be in the new Scream.
Yeah, but she hasn't done anything since 2011, which that doesn't was make sense. Scream 4.
Goddamn, Neve Campbell. Yeah.
She's a national treasure.
Yeah, we should. We need a third mic.
Oh, she's in House of Cards, 2013 to 2018.
Okay, that went well.
Okay.
Yeah.
That Spacey kid.
She was in House of Cards?
Yeah. Well, that's what it says here, TV shows.
Maybe, it's weird that I've...
Maybe she wasn't like a like every episode?
Maybe not every episode. She was in The Lincoln Lawyer.
Did she play? That was a good movie. I don't remember her. Yeah, she's been missing. There's a lot of good actors and actresses that just disappeared.
Yeah.
Maybe it's better, I guess.
Yeah.
If you made your money and you're like, fuck this cesspool of pedophiles.
A lot of them leave because they want to leave.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I like about Rick Moranis, that he just left because he wanted to take care of his kids.
Too bad he can't take a punch.
Yeah, yeah. He's a fucking,
And you saw him in New York when he got the shit kicked out of him?
Yeah, I was very happy about that.
Me too, it was about time.
Oh, shit, he got the shit kicked out of him in New York.
He got sucker punched at the beginning of COVID.
Yeah, this big black guy goes next to him and he goes, shrink these kids, and just fucking destroyed him.
Punched him on the side of the head, a fucking 68-year-old midget.
Yeah.
A little like, how tough does Rick Moranis look now? Imagine, he looked like a fucking weakling in his prime.
The guy's fist was called karma.
Yeah. Oh my
God. For all the wrongs Moranis has done.
He was on a list. I saw a thing on the internet this weekend. It was a list of 30 people that it's impossible to hate. And it was all actors that everyone loves, like Betty White and Dolly Parton and... But they had Rick Moranis, and I was like, he got punched in the head. There's one person that doesn't like him.
Yeah, we know the person. Yeah. He's on video, and I think they caught him after, too.
Yeah, I have the video, by the way. You guys want to see it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we brought it up. Let's watch him get punched in the head.
Bam.
I like how you said bam, and then 30 seconds
and then
later.
14 minutes later. 14 minutes later. There we go. Look at that fucking asshole.
Random. Wait, he just... Well, I didn't even notice it.
Yeah.
Go back?
Yeah, I didn't even see the punch.
Yeah.
Well, okay, we just see the guy running.
Top right corner.
Boom!
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, he was asking for it.
That... I hate this kinda, video.
This guy just loves New York.
They show the guy walking. this guy just loves his city.
He loves his city, and Moranis, if you pay attention, was trying to hog the sidewalk.
Plus,
and it's for
this
everyone.
Was the beginning of COVID, so maybe he was just afraid to have a foreigner. Since he's Canadian, have a foreigner in his country.
Yeah, that's all. Look at bam! Look. That's what you get.
That guy's a goddamn hero.
He's a hero.
He's keeping our sidewalks safe from little Canadian
terrorists. Yeah, that's what you get, Canuck. He didn't rob him or anything. He's a hero.
Rick Moranis is a Canadian terrorist.
Yeah, and this guy's just New York's. It's not the hero that they want.
New York's finest.
Look how he fucking hit him, and look how he's walking away.
Like it didn't happen.
He doesn't have a care in the world.
That's a psychopath.
No, that's a hero.
Look at him.
Look, don't hog the sidewalk, bitch.
He doesn't really punch him though. He pushes him, right?
No, he laces him a good one in the face and then pushes him.
Wait, go back. I didn't see the.
Yeah, it's gonna replay. Hold on.
It's gonna replay.
Oh no, that was it.
Bring it all the way back. Boom. Oh, no, he just decks him. Knocks him the fuck out.
Oh, yeah. I thought he had pushed him, but...
And then Moranis is screaming, I didn't really shrink them. It was a movie.
God damn.
That's amazing.
How can you punch Rick Moranis? Can you just Google image Rick Moranis?
Bam.
Look at that. Pakao. It's on screen now.
Yeah, you got it's Poseidon. Shellacking. You got shellacking. You got bamboozled. Poseidon's like a slow, demented version of Vince McMahon, the way he talks. You got shellacked. We got bamboozled by them.
Yeah, so this is Rick Moranis, y'all.
Punch that guy. Look at him.
This is him in his old age.
If we're being honest, 100%, that is a punchable face.
You know who he looks like? Go back to the That. He looks like if Woody Allen wasn't a piece of garbage.
Yeah.
He looks just like a sweet old man.
I do kind of want to punch him, though.
Yeah. There he has a punchable face.
Yeah, very punchable face. And what does it say? Go back to it. Look, suspect Enrique Miranda's New York City assault arrested. So they caught him.
Yeah, they caught the guy.
So did he ever press charges or what did he do?
I don't know.
It'd be funny if they told him, look, he does have a punchable face.
Look, we get it. Just you got to watch out for cameras, dude. You're in a modern city. Yeah. Anyone's going to see the punches being thrown.
Look, we'll give you Jim Carrey's address.
Jim Carrey has a punchable face, too, yeah.
Jim Carrey does have a punchable face.
Yes, that a lot of those Canadian guys that went out initially had the big goofy, they were doing a lot of that.
They were too, like, everyone overacted, and they were like, hey, like, just zany.
Yeah,
they were zany.
They were zany. You think that's how Americans thought Canadians were at the time? Because every Canadian you see on the screen, we're like, look at these fucking mental cases. That's why we have a border.
What was that face he would do? He would go like fucking, like some weird fucking face.
He would do them all. He would do all stretch his face out.
Yeah, that was impressive though.
I always liked the Canadian actors that didn't tell people they were Canadian, and you found out years later
out of shame, like Kiefer Sutherland.
No, but like, what's the name of the Blues Brothers guy?
Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd. Yeah. I found out Dan Aykroyd was Canadian. His career was almost over.
Yeah, he didn't advertise it.
Yeah.
I thought Heath Ledger was Canadian for.
No, Heath Ledger's dead.
Because a lot of those actors are like, I'm so proud to be Canadian. And they're always talking about how fucking proud they are, but they haven't lived in Canada for 35 years.
You're talking shit about Mike Myers, the other Mike?
Yeah. But they're always like proud to be Canadian. So why are you fucking always in America?
Yeah, well, they're not always proud. I met Mike Myers on a red carpet once and he was not too pleased to meet a fellow Canadian.
Oh, no?
No, not a nice dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, there's a couple of these guys that you think they're nice. Not nice dudes.
Most people that look nice on TV are fucking garbage human beings.
That's why podcasts are the great equalizer. Yeah. You're going to know once you talk to them after 10 minutes, 20 minutes, like, this guy's a piece of shit.
So what did Mike Myers do?
He was just because he was on the red carpet walking. There's a lot of people. And it's like, oh, he's a comedian too. And I was like, oh, I'm a, Canadian. He's like, just like didn't give. He's like, fuck the guy. And he just walked off. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Oh, shit.
I was like, oh, shit. All right. I didn't even want to meet you. They're the ones who pointed it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was this red carpet? That was the music award?
No, this was the Hollywood Film Awards.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Was he wasn't nominated for anything?
He was there. I remember that he presented an award, and it got awkward. It was the night where Johnny Depp, remember I was making fun of him because he was all drugged up?
Yeah.
It was that night.
Okay.
Well, I said he was drugged up. One of the
best moments, and it wasn't in that, right? When him and Kanye are presenting an award, and Kanye...
No, it wasn't presenting an award. I think it was during Hurricane Katrina.
Oh, it was Hurricane Katrina.
They were trying to get money on the telephone.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Yeah. Mike Myers like, we have to do what we can for these people. George Bush doesn't care about black people. And then Myers like, oh, God damn, I'm fucked. Like, my green card is going to expire.
In his mind, he was going, now I hate blacks more than Canadians.
Yeah, there are a lot of Canadians that either they don't say it or they're just not, they're overproud or they're not proud. Everyone's different.
Yeah.
I like it. I'm proud of Canada, but it's not part of my identity.
Yeah, no, same.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not part of like, all right, guys, I'm going to talk to you about the snow. Like, I don't like that.
The only time I feel Canadian is when I'm not in Canada.
Yeah.
Like, here, I don't feel Canadian at all. But if I go to Europe and there's another Canadian, I'm like, hey, I'm Canadian too.
I always feel Greek.
Yeah. Yeah.
I always feel Greek.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I always feel Greek.
Most Greeks, even like your kids and even their kids, all feel Greek more than Canadian, probably.
Probably, yeah. But I do feel Canadian. But not like I feel Greek. Like, but I have a connection to Canada. Obviously, I was born here, so I feel Canadian. But not like as an identity in my head. I feel Greek.
If there was a war and you had to pick a side, like Greece versus Canada.
Oh, that's, I don't want to pick
I'm
that.
I'm getting stabbed. I'm getting shot in the pussy.
No, I don't see how that could happen. They're not enemy countries, but that would be fucking crazy. I've never thought of that. What would you do?
Move to
a third country.
I'd type it with depends Greece,
on
bro.
This. Well, no, it depends on the situation. If Canada was trying to invade Greece, then I'd side with Greece. Yeah. But if for some reason Greece came here on boats and like, we're going to take over Canada, I would have to side with Canada.
I'd still side with Greece.
Oh, that's just crazy.
Because I'm an asshole.
No, you'd like, my dad's probably on that boat.
I missed you, Pops. Yeah, that would, yeah, that wouldn't be, no, I wouldn't be able to kill Canadians. I'm also Canadian. Yeah. Yeah. So I would have to either leave or find a way to get them to stop. But it would never, they're not two countries that could fight, I guess, each other. But that's a fucked up scenario.
Yeah, well, since we're not neighbors, so it'd be just fucking retarded. That'd be that Canada or Greece was like, okay, who can we beat? And they're doing a list of countries. They're like, we can't beat them. We can Canada. We could, or us going, Greece.
We got this. It's a small
country. We could take them.
It would be the only way. But there are some countries that like I can't, like I have allegiances to, right? So like Greece, Canada, the U.S., I can't see myself going against these countries. Yeah, I have allegiances to them, you know, whether it's cultural, affinity, my nationality. So those are three countries that I can't see myself fucking
going
with.
Going against.
Yeah.
I got you.
Australia, too. As much as I like to make fun of them, yeah, you can't go against Australia.
Mm. Australia is basically Canada.
Yeah, they're like
with
Canada.
Crocodiles.
They have weird. They're like Canada if everyone in Canada had a speech impediment.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can't. There's some countries I'm like, I can't go get.
Well, he did. Guido did say like, where was it, Melbourne or Sydney is very like Montreal.
Mm. Yeah. Well, there's also a lot of Greeks.
Yeah. And it looks nice. I've never been to Australia, but whenever you see, it looks so nice. It's like Canada, only way nicer.
We're gonna have to go down. We're gonna have to go down once shit opens up over there because they're under like permanent lockdown. I think they're losing their rights over there.
Oh yeah.
But some once they overthrow the tyrannical government, we'll have to go do some comedy shows. Did you see George Kambosos Jr.?
No, over the weekend? I didn't.
Undisputed light heavyweight boxing champion of the world. He has fucking six belts around him.
Yeah.
Unified everything.
McGregor ain't got shit on him.
Big. Well, McGregor's not a boxer. but yeah, he unified all the it was fucking crazy, dude. Huge
good
underdog
fight.
Huh?
He was the underdog?
Huge underdog. Yeah, okay. The other guy, the undefeated, they're both, well, now he's the only one that's undefeated. But the other guy, what is it, Teofilo? I keep saying Teofilo because of the Greek word. Is it that his name, Teofilo?
I don't know.
Lopez. So he was heavy favorite, and it was in his hometown. It was Madison Square Garden. So everyone's like, they were kind of brushing it off, like, okay, now the Australian Greek kid, he's done. And he fucking came out swinging. He's like, fuck this asshole. And I've been waiting for this for months because it kept getting postponed.
Okay.
And I don't know why I didn't put money on it because I was convinced since August, I was like,
that he was going to win?
Yeah, I was like, he's going to fucking win. I was looking at like his interviews and the other, like he wasn't just a shit talk. Like he was mentally, he's like, I don't care what he's saying. I'm going there. I have one goal. Like he was very motivated. He kept training. Every time they kept postponing, he wouldn't stop. He'd still be in the fucking gym working. He worked out with Manny Pacquiao. He was doing rounds with Pacquiao so he could, because Pacquiao was teaching him things. He was going to all the best boxers to learn from. He wasn't like talking shit like this other guy did. And I was like, I don't know. And the other guy is like, because he's never been knocked down. He always not, and he got knocked down the first round. Yeah, he just fucking takes a hard right from fucking George, just collapses, and he's like, all right. He's like, holy shit.
I heard a thing this weekend. Mike Tyson was talking, and it's so true. Like for boxing, he was saying you have to be a champion before you become a champion. Like you, and that whenever you see like a great champion, in their mind, they've always been champions.
Yeah.
So you can't go in. You never see a fighter going in going, I think I'm going to win. I think I'm a bit better than that guy. They're going to die in the first round.
Yeah. You have to go in with, no, I'm winning. This is my time. Yeah. I'm doing everything I have to. This is my moment. But it's the same thing. Same thing in comedy. And Mike Tyson, you bring him up. There's a video online that circulates that I'm with him 100%. He talks about discipline. Because it doesn't matter what you do. You could be the most talented in that field. If you're not disciplined, you're not going to go anywhere. And he's 100% right. Because even in comedy, right? If you don't sacrifice, if you're not disciplined, go through the routine, try stuff, sacrifice money, because that's what all you're doing in the beginning. All you're doing when you start comedy is saying, "I don't want to live properly for a couple of years.
Yeah. I want to go in a bar and test jokes in front of people that don't like me.
Yeah, I want people to yell at me. I want people to dislike me. I want to annoy people, and I don't want to make money. That's your opening. Yeah.
God damn.
You know, that's what you got to survive. And then you got to get better. You got to be self-aware enough to know when you're not doing well. So there's a lot of discipline involved, but same thing, you need that in everything. So it doesn't matter how talented you are, if you don't put in the work. But yeah, in boxing, you'll die. If you go in there with a fucked up mentality, You same thing with UFC. You got to go in there thinking I'm going to win. I won't let this guy. Like so even because at the last round he got knocked down, George Campbell, and they go, "How did that happen?" Because you were playing. He goes, "That was my fault." He goes, "I played to the crowd." He goes, "I wanted to entertain them."
Oh,
because he was winning. He goes, "I was winning. I wanted to entertain them because I thought they were getting into it." He's like, "My bad." He goes, "I should have done that." He goes, "But you know, I won." He goes, "Yeah." He's like, "Because they were asking you, so I want to entertain them." But you know, you leave yourself vulnerable when you do crazy shit in boxing. But yeah, it was a crazy moment because it was so unexpected. And I was like, "Fuck!" I'm such a I always tell people, you know, bet on this, bet on that. Like I was like convinced he was gonna win, and I didn't even put any money.
Fuck.
Yeah. I always really liked boxing, but the last couple of years, like if I see boxing, I fucking love it, but I never think I'm going to watch this fight. The only time I did that was when Tyson came back that I was like, fuck, I have to see that.
Yeah, we were watching it at Magog at the backstage.
Yeah. And we did that too with what other fight? Well, now I think I'm more MMA guy.
We did that with the Logan Paul. There was another one.
Yeah, which is a horrible fight.
It was a horrible fight. Yeah, we expected a bit more. Oh, yeah, it was Mayweather, no?
Yeah, Mayweather
against Jake or Logan Paul. Yeah. One of the Pauls.
Oh, that happened, eh? I forgot that happened.
Yeah, one of the Pauls is fighting Tyson, right?
That's not real.
What?
That's what they were saying. Not the one that's not Jake that's actually a okay boxer. The other one.
The tall one?
The one that fought Mayweather. Oh, the guy God, that's at not Logan. Right. Yeah.
Didn't you see when he was facing Holyfield right now?
Yeah.
The fucking cannons.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson's gonna kill him.
Yeah. Yeah, Mike Tyson will murder.
Yeah, he only has one speed. Yeah. It's called murder.
Yeah.
Holy shit! But you know what?
I think can you see if it is it a done deal?
Maybe it's just
checking
rumors.
Right now.
Because like Jake Paul always wins.
Oh, I think it's happening.
And he's a better fighter, but he only fights like shitty.
Yeah.
Like now
guys that don't box.
He's fighting MMA guys that are good at wrestling.
Yeah.
Which is like anyone that can box a little is going to win.
Of course.
But fucking Logan, he fought Mayweather. Even though Mayweather doesn't hit that hard, he's still a fucking amazing boxer.
Yeah.
And now fighting Tyson. Yeah. That's insane.
I'll give these kids credit, dude. They have a lot of balls on them.
Yeah.
A lot of balls.
And good at marketing.
Good at marketing. And they put their money where their mouth is. And they risk it all.
Yeah. And they know that they have punchable faces.
Yeah.
So that's why they got so good at fighting.
Yeah, they had to be ready.
They must have had, like, before these fucking guys started doing the boxing, no one knew that they could fight. So they were probably guys, like, in bars going, "Oh, it's a fucking YouTube fag." And then going up to them, getting the shit kicked out of them.
Yeah, that's what happens. Sometimes, I had friends growing up that were boxers, but they were small. They didn't look it. And they would fucking kill you.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be careful. Like, look at the Canadian gangster, Olivier. Yeah. Where he has his big mustache and stuff like that.
Yeah.
He looks like a happy, jovial lumberjack.
Yeah.
He'll fucking kill you.
Yeah.
He'll fucking kill you.
It's only up in speculation.
Okay. Yeah. Because that's going to be a tough thing to sign.
But everyone's warning him. Like Snoop Dogg apparently made a prediction. Like I'm looking at all the updates. Joe Rogan sent a warning to Logan Paul.
Yeah, that honestly, he'll lose.
That's dangerous.
But it's also dangerous because if he keeps getting up to... Because you saw Tyson's fist.
Yeah.
You saw him hitting... Dude, Evander Holyfield was like, holy shit, he couldn't expect... How the fuck is this guy this strong still?
He got called a pussy and slapped a reporter. I'm looking at all the updates.
I have a very hard head. I'm very good at taking punches.
Yeah.
I'm convinced Mike Tyson could break my neck if he punches me. And I have a very tough head. I think he'll knock the fuck out of me.
Well, yeah, any person, bro.
No. There's people that are very easy to knock out. They have soft chins. I'm telling you, I've been punched a lot. It's very hard to knock. I just stand there. It's very hard to knock me out. I see the way he punches. It's like a cinder block.
Yeah.
Hitting you in the fucking face, bro.
Yeah.
It's very, very dangerous. Yeah. It's actually dangerous. It's not a matter of like the Mayweather thing of losing on points.
Yeah.
This is, you could
Mayweather
actually die.
Mayweather doesn't punch to hurt.
He doesn't punch.
He just
wins.
He taps.
Yeah, he punches to win.
Yeah.
He hits his target and that's it.
Yeah. And he's very, very slippery, good at defending.
Tyson demolishes his target.
Tyson, I think, could walk in here and kill all three of us.
In like within 30 seconds.
Yeah, the bah, 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 bah. Yeah. And then I'd be like, "All right, guys, so welcome to tooth winkth minimum." You know, this fucking guy, we're watching Resident Evil, And he watched the entire movie thinking that someone on screen was someone completely different. He thought the actress on screen playing Claire Redfield was Emma Stone.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. They don't even look alike.
They kind of did in the movie, though. Their faces kind of look alike.
Their faces didn't look enough alike. And also, they talk. You would have noticed if it was Emma Stone.
Do you have, can you put both actresses up?
Yeah.
What was the other actress?
I don't know. Type in Resident Evil, Welcome to Raccoon City, Claire Redfield. And then put in Emma Stone. And Emma Stone, you would have known because she would have been like Chris because of her lisp. Raccoon City.
Kaya Scodelario. British Brazilian actress.
Oh. Thombith. Thombith, Chris. Because she has that fucking, that's what would have happened. Because Emma Stone has a fucking.
Okay, so this is the actress?
The T-Virus.
Okay. This is her.
And then she's very cute.
Oh, yeah, they kind of don't look alike at all.
They kind of don't look alike. They look nothing
alike.
That
is a different human being.
Yeah. Jeez.
I would have noticed
that
just
that guy with the beard looks more like Emma Stone than the chick from...
But Emma Stone would have made a great Claire with the speech thing. Yeah. Would have been fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
It's a T-virus.
I never noticed that she had a speech impediment.
Just a little bit of a lisp. Not as strong as Tyson, but it would have been funny.
Well, no, they kind of look.
They both have eyes and hair.
Yeah, they're both females. Yeah,
they're both white females with one has red hair, the other one has brown hair.
Look, no, don't you find?
Now I want to see her in it with Leon. Like, kinda,
look, there's a small similarity.
They could be not even sisters, but like maybe work in the same building.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, but you could get, like, if it was raining, it was in the action, you could mistake them.
If it's raining, yeah.
Yeah. But now someone should make a thing online where they replace and they put her and they have her the way she speaks.
Yeah.
Suffering Thuckatath. Like, with Donald Duck, what is it, Daffy Duck here?
Yeah. Gabe should get on that.
Gabe should get on that. Fucking, yeah. I mean, I know because of her speech impediment, but I like her. I like both those actors are good.
Nah.
The other actress, it wasn't her fault. Like, she tried her best, but the movie was just fucked up. But you could tell that the guy that wrote it liked the movie.
Okay.
He liked the franchise. Just he did some woke stuff to show that he's woke. So the main character, he changed his race.
Okay.
He's this white, all-American, you know, like goody-two-shoes, blonde cop. He made him basically Mexican, lazy, and he always keeps falling asleep. So he tried to race swap him, but then...
How is that woke, though, by making him Mexican lazy?
But that's what I was telling him. I go, so Leon's no longer like a typical American white guy. He's Mexican. He's like, yeah. And I go, why is he fucking falling asleep? He's lazy. He's shitty now. Yeah. Like, he didn't make him the hero that he normally is. He's like, well, he's Mexican. Like, he tried to... He did a Ryan Long. So woke, he's racist.
Yeah. And then he was a bitch throughout, like, half the movie, and all of a sudden, he turns into a fucking badass.
Yeah, he was... The whole movie, he was everyone's bitch.
Yeah.
Like, shut up, stupid.
Yeah.
And this guy's one of the main characters, one of the heroes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That wasn't...
You saw the Kevin Hart thing, though.
Oh, dude.
True story.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Me too. Big shout out to Kevin Hart for casting real Greeks to play Greeks.
I like how Kevin Hart, though, all of his projects now, you can see how much he fucking hates the people he hangs out with.
Yeah.
Because, like, everyone that surrounds him is a piece of shit that's just trying to steal all his money.
Yeah, and he's writing about it.
Yeah. Even, like, his sort of documentary series he had where he punched his security guy.
I didn't know that.
You didn't see that?
No.
Oh, shit.
He does. I think it's on Netflix. He did a. It's a docu series. Him and his team, and then he gets drunk on a plane, and he punches his security guy in the face. His trainer security guy.
And what'd the guy do?
The guy, because the Kevin Hart kept on saying, "You'd have nothing without me. You'd have nothing." And the guy
Jesus
was like,
Christ.
"Fuck! I used to have a business before I started following this fucking guy.
I wouldn't be homeless."
Yeah, but I was like watching that, and I was like, "God damn!" I liked it because Kevin Hart, like, I thought he'd play it like I'm a good guy, and look, I'm the people's champion. But
I'm an asshole.
But he was a fucking dick. And in this thing, he basically says that everyone that's around him is a fucking bloodsucker.
Yeah.
Except for his like everyone's bad in it, like all of his friends, and they're all pieces of shit. The only one that's good is his Jewish manager.
Yeah, he's good too, but also his bodyguard was fine too.
Yeah, his bodyguard was a good dude.
But he still got punched in the face.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, his brother was Wesley Snipes. He was a piece of garbage.
But
I love Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes. And in that role, it's
amazing.
It's so good. Especially now, I don't know if it's because since we know that he was in jail for a while, he's so fucking credible.
Yeah.
As a piece of shit that just got out of prison.
Oh, Wesley Snipes was in jail?
Yeah, he was in jail for tax evasion.
He's my hero, yeah. Yeah, they asked him, they said, are you going to pay your taxes? And he responded with a letter saying, fuck taxes. And
I didn't know that.
You know how fucked up America is? And I should have Googled this to find out if it's the same in Canada. But if you don't pay your taxes in the States, they put you in prison.
Yeah.
And then when you get out of prison, you still have to pay your fucking taxes.
Yeah, here too.
It's
a racket.
Yeah. So
it's a mob.
Because whenever I heard people go to jail, I was like, okay, yeah, I get it. I'd go to jail too if I owed $19 million just to get out of paying $19 million. But then you get out of jail and you still have to pay the fucking $19 million.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, it's criminal. Yeah.
And then whatever money you're going to make on top of that, they're obviously going to tax you.
Yeah, yeah.
They try to suck the blood out of you.
Yeah, government's the worst, bro. Yeah,
government's the biggest fucking racket there is.
Yeah.
And look at our guys here.
Yeah. And they learned from the racketeers, the OG racketeers.
The OG racketeers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a great fucking, yeah. I liked the little
series. I liked the series, yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was blinded by the fact that actual Greeks were playing Greeks. I was like, oh my God, this is so cool. So I thought I liked it just because of that, but I'm glad to see that you liked
it. I'm always happy, though, when they do that. Like, since I'm not Greek, I couldn't tell if they were Greek or not. But I hate that when they're like, okay, these two Mexicans, and it's just guys that kind of speak Spanish.
Yeah.
So it takes, like, fuck, if you're going to have a Greek guy, make him sound Greek.
Well, when I saw Billy Zane come in, I was like, oh, that's funny. They said, you know, this Greek and it's Billy Zane, he's Greek. I go, that's pretty funny. And then...
Oh, that was, fuck, I didn't even recognize
it was Billy Zane.
Because I saw him and I was like, I know that guy. Who is he?
It's Billy Zane.
Since he's like...
He's bigger with the beard now. Yeah. He looks cooler now.
Yeah.
Didn't he do The Mummy also?
Billy Zane was in The Mummy? Yeah, he was in Titanic.
I didn't even know Billy Zane was Greek.
Yeah, he's the bad guy in Titanic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's such a piece of shit.
Yeah, I love him. He's funny. He's a good actor, Billy Zane. I like him a lot. So I saw Billy Zane. I was like, oh, I thought they did that kind of tongue-in-cheek. I didn't know they were going to bring in more Greeks and they were going to actually hire Greeks. And one of those two is from Toronto. So I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. I'm happy that Greeks are being properly represented.
Yeah, because they're being properly represented. They're hired to play fucking hitmen.
Criminals,
and mafia guys.
It's about time my people are represented properly. Criminals you can't trust. Accurate. Not like on this show, perverts. It was nice. It was nice to see that. But the whole show was fucking good.
Yeah, I liked it.
I've only watched one episode and I'm enjoying it so far. Thus far.
Yeah, and the fact that there's a Greek rap, when the guy's cell phone rings, it's actual Greek rap. It's shit that he listens to.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, bro, there's this latest Greek rap song, Mike. I think if I made you hear it, you would die of laughter. It's called Tintan Song.
Oh, God.
Tintan Song. Can you play it? Anyway, we'll get...
We're not making any money on YouTube ads.
Who cares? Yeah, hold on. Sing Tang Song.
Yeah. It's exactly what you think it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is it a Greek guy making fun of Asian people?
That's what it sounds like to me, Mike.
What can I put up the music video too?
Yeah.
Now you have to.
Yeah.
At this point.
God damn, it's perfect.
Make it full screen?
Yeah.
Oh God, Tin San Son, Jesus Christ, man! Bro, is he talking? What is this?
Yeah.
Why does he talk like that? Because people aren't Greek. He's literally doing this. And I said that.
It's just a song about Asian strippers?
Basically, I think.
Not even sure. He's just talking about her, but... Look at his hat!
What a fucking buffoon. God damn it.
Yo, bitches love Raiden.
He was like, I need one of those Chinese hats. We don't have one. Give me that basket. Get the flowers out of the basket. That's a lampshade.
Yeah, it looks like a lampshade.
Yeah. It's just a lampshade.
God damn.
Parto calafi. Parto calafi από τον αράπι.
Is that the? That's not the same guy as the other. Is it just
is
the
it
same
two
guy
dudes?
That
it's two
shaved
dudes,
his mustache? Okay.
Okay.
Because he looks like a
lesbian.
But he looks like one of those K-pop singers.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. Yeah, with his shades on.
Like if I didn't know that guy was Greek, I'd think it's a little Korean man.
Wait, are they Greek or are they Albanian?
Let's see. Let's pause this for a second. You guys want to keep watching?
No, we're done.
You guys got the hint of it.
Does anything happen?
No, it's a music video, bro.
Okay, I don't know, but. God damn, Tin San Son.
Oh, fuck.
So what you're saying is this
I
is about...
I applaud the racism.
Though. I like, you know what? Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, they went full deep into it. They're like, yo, Tin San Son, bro. You ever hear these Asians talk?
Lil Pop and FY.
Their names are fucking stupid, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. God damn, dude.
So Lil Pop, he is...
I wonder what actual, like, Greeks that don't listen to that stuff, when they see this, what they think. Like, what is happening? Mm. And also the way they sing, like the lazy trap rap. And then I went and then I told, like that. I hate that shit.
Lil Pop is Greek.
Okay. And the other guy?
It'd be funny if he was Korean. The other guy's Korean.
I just, I typed in FY and it gave me fiscal year.
All right. Well, we're going to assume he's a Greekster too, I guess. I mean, it is Greek rap.
Did you do FY rap? Greek rap?
Type in FY Tsintanson.
He's Greek also.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They represent as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this whole weekend has been basically...
just a fucking celebration of the Greek people. You have a guy that died at a soccer game. You have actors that pretended to be mobsters. And you have these two fucking assholes making fun of Chinese people.
I didn't think that the day was going to come before. I'm the best representation of Greeks in show business. But you know what? You're welcome. You're fucking welcome. So fucking crazy.
Are those guys? Do you know those guys though? The like, since you listen to Greek rap,
yeah,
I
know
famous
them.
Greek rappers.
Yeah, yeah, they make money.
Okay. They make money.
Yeah, Greek rap is big in Greece now.
Yeah.
And those guys only accept their checks in yen.
Even North America, they're big. One guy, he was in the United States. Couldn't do anything. He went to Greece.
Oh, yeah, he became a big rapper, but then he died.
Yeah, he died. He died in a car crash. He got
he was
drunk
a New Yorker.
And started speeding. Yeah, he was a New Yorker. There you go. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay.
Yeah, he died sadly.
So Greeks are getting wild, Mikey.
Yeah.
So he made it in Greece as a rapper, got drunk and killed himself.
Yeah, and he was big.
Yeah, he was
like
big.
He had money, notoriety, fame, and he got drunk. He, you know, you Icarus, you reached too close to the sun. You went too high.
Yeah.
Literally
should have gotten someone to drive him.
But the good thing is they don't know. Yeah, that's great. The good thing is they don't know any better. So the names are all stupid, but they can't tell. They're dumb. Like to actual Americans, all the names are dumb. Like I can go there if I decide to be a rapper and I could call myself Alpaca Johnson, and they're gonna be like, "Yo, did you hear the new single from Alpaca, bro? Alpaca Johnson's the shit." It's like Alpaca Johnson.
Acus es ton Alpaca.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Alpaca. It's so stupid. But yeah, they're really.
Some of it's good though. Like when I was in his car the other day, it sounded good.
Yeah, it's
some of it. Yeah,
some of it. The guys that are good, but the guys that are good are like Negros to Moria is good.
Yeah,
yeah. But he's black. Actually black. That's why he calls himself Negro from Moria. He's very good. He's talented.
Yeah.
There's a couple of good Greek rappers. But they're not all good.
Well, like, look, some of them are good, like, lyrically wise, and some of them are just like this. You bump it in your car, it's fun to listen to, you know? It's like the music industry here, like what's happening.
But there's some strong ones that are known that for years they've been good. They're lyrically good. They're like, especially if I translate it and you see the lyrics, you're like, oh, fuck, that's good.
Okay.
But it's just like here where when the majority of shit you're going to hear in the mainstream bumping
is garbage.
Yeah.
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 Stuff that's easy to play, you know, like.
Fun to play.
I like it though for like in a movie. Like it's good.
Yeah.
It's a good soundtrack.
Like the Albanian kid.
Yeah.
Behind the steering wheel, I do. But like, he's good though, but he's Albanian. Yeah,
he talks about how all my business I do behind the wheel, basically.
Yeah.
So it's actually a catchy, good song. It's just hilarious to hear like, Greeks like
GSP used to always walk out to French-Canadian rap.
But good rap.
Yeah, good rap.
Which one?
It always changed.
Oh,
always
really?
Changed. Yeah, it was always a different song. But it was always Quebecois rap.
I never pay attention to entrance themes. The only ones I pay attention to were the two that forced me to pay attention to them. Conor McGregor, because they stop everything, and he does the whole, and then he does the biggie. Yeah. And Khabib. Because Khabib does like that pop song. Have you heard Khabib's entrance?
No.
Bro, it's literally like as if I would walk in with Ariana Grande.
Really?
Yeah, that's funny. It's the funniest fucking
thing.
That's
funny.
That's balls on that guy.
I'm waiting for the day that a French-Canadian fighter is going to step out to Je suis tellement famous.
If I was fighting, I would do it.
I would do it too, bro. Imagine you come out with that. Or like, you know, because you guys do stand-up, you come out... Well, not you, Mike, but like you.
Not you, Mike. Mike's going to come out one day to teach Jeremy singing to the Pope.
Just like as a joke, not like serious, you know? Like
No, Mike's doing it serious. He's going to be bumping to it, bro.
Or like if I did it as a joke one day, like I would come out, I'm all famous, like just to fuck around.
You know who knows good Quebec rappers? Olivier Aubin.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good. So he could probably find a badass song. Mm. If I was on,
A good song to walk out to is... To Quebec sit.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And the guy's kind of making fun of Quebecois people.
But it's still a good thing to come out.
Yeah, and he said, he was like, I used to do music that only people in the plateau listen to. He was like, I want to write a song that people that drive tractors could listen to.
I like that.
And the video is fucking funny. It's To Quebec sit.
And there's a...
Jerome 50.
Jerome 50?
Yeah, Jerome 50.
I like that name, too.
Yeah.
There's another Canadian rapper, but he's more like fucking around jokes and stuff like that.
That kid, Jacques.
His name is Jacuzzi. Jacuzzi. Okay. And he's always rapping how he bangs people's moms in a jacuzzi.
Oh my God. What about Drake? He's Canadian.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Drake is, you know.
International.
Yeah, there you go.
So if you feel like if you're bumping Drake, you're not representing Canada.
No.
Isn't that weird that the guy, like you've been on TV in nearly every country on the planet. That doesn't make you less Canadian, less Quebecer.
Yeah, but I guess so. It's because Drake, most Americans don't even know he's Canadian.
Yeah, I think they only start to realize he was Canadian when
because of the Raptors.
Because of the Raptors, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But like Drake would be funny, like a funny theme song to come out to, like.
Not funny. Drake has some good songs. That
yeah, some good songs.
I think if I was doing MMA, I'd come out to something that was very like girly and stupid.
Like, why can't we be friends? Yeah.
Just to throw your opponent off.
Just like material
off.
Girl. I'm a material girl living in a material world. Girls just want to have fun.
Yeah, that would be fun. Yeah, girls just want to have fun.
Girls just want to have fun.
Or I'm a Barbie girl.
I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world.
I'm a Barbie girl. You come on.
Or... what else would be good if
all kinds of shit like that? That would
Or Friday by the chick there, the most hated song.
I think if you're coming in second, the guy's already in the ring, and he has to see you come in with like Friday, and you're super confident. That's gonna fuck with his head.
Yeah, 100% with like a song like "I Will Always Love You," and someone's carrying you in. So all you hear is "if I," and there's a big dude just holding you.
Yeah. And the guy in the ring's like this guy, and you're just like, so this guy's an actual crazy person.
And you're like this. You're like all like,
oh. That would fuck with your game plan.
Yeah.
No matter who you are, because now you're like, this guy fucked in the head.
Yeah, 100%.
You've seen the video on YouTube of that fighter, the one to fuck with the other guy when they came up before the fight, and he kissed him. And the guy just fucking knocked him out.
Yeah.
But that's a type of move that getting carried in would do.
Carried in, like the way you said, with that music, and would you fuck with the other guy's head.
And you can't get punched.
No.
But if you kiss the guy, then he might sucker punch.
But if you just come in like that, you're just fucking with the guy mentally. The guy's like, because he's just thinking, he's like, he might laugh, but you're taking him out of the killer instinct mode.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, what the fuck is happening?
Exactly,
Plus, you know how in MMA, they come in and they're dressed and they take it off? You could have like a gown.
Yeah.
You have, you have a gown, you have a tiara.
A tiara!
You have a thing like a what they call those, sashes written like... Miss UFC.
Oh my god, that'd be amazing. Yo,
that would be a good sketch, by the way.
That'd be an amazing sketch. That would be an amazing, but that'd be an amazing thing sketch. To actually see someone do in real life. That'd be insane.
Just fucking with someone.
You come into Footloose with Kevin Bacon, but Kevin Bacon's in your corner.
Yeah, if I was a fighter, I would pull shit like that all the time. All the time.
Who's gonna lift you? You come King, in by
King,
crane?
King Kong.
There's a forklift.
But yeah, that's some shit that'll fuck people up mentally.
Yeah.
Because you saw, what's his name? The Gypsy King. When he does his boxing fights, they come in crazy attire. Mm. He comes in dressed like a Roman legion. The other guy that he was fighting, Deontay Wilder, he came in with all that, remember those diamonds and all that shit? Like, take it one step further. Don't think just about looking cool. Think about fucking with that guy's head.
Yeah, exactly. Because everyone's so focused on like, I gotta look badass, right? But they don't. Yeah. They don't do what you said.
I had a friend. I used to do a TV show in Quebec called Le Gros Show.
Yeah.
And at the time, I had a friend, a guy that used to be a bouncer at a bar that I do shows at. That he got signed to the UFC, and then he it was going kind of well, his career, and he had asked me. He was like, when I do the forum, would you walk me out as your character, like you and Martin Perizzolo dress up? And I was like, that's gonna be amazing. Fucking amazing. So then I was like, yes, I'm doing it. But then he lost two times in a row.
Oh, fuck.
So he was like, yeah, it's gonna be weird if I'm just gonna look like a fucking loser that, you know, doesn't respect the sport. Like, if you're on a winning streak,
you could do that.
You can do whatever you want. Like, if you're the champion, you can come in with someone holding
a diaper,
and it's just funny. Yeah, you could come in as a baby, baby character,
and you have the suction thing.
Yeah, the pacifier.
The pacifier. There you go.
But yeah, if you're champion, you can do that. But when you've lost two fights, and the UFC, as soon as you lose three fights, you're out.
Yeah, your contract is done.
Yeah, his contract. Like, I told him to. Like, he right before he lost his last fight, I was like, so if you lose, you're out? And he was like, no, I have a contract for three other fights. And I was like, yeah, but they're not going to keep a guy that's lost like six in a row.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, I'm good. I have a contract. And then he lost, and then they just let him go.
Yeah, well, there's no reason to keep you.
Yeah, because everyone, like the UFC is the cream of the crop. So it's not like wrestling that you can have a fucking guy that loses all the time. Yeah.
No, here you need them all to be the best because you want it to be exciting. You never know what can happen.
Yeah. Exactly. Like even Bellator, I think if you lose too much, they'll throw you out.
Yeah, but Bellator's not shit. Bellator's good. They have some good fighters.
Bellator's gotten really good. Yeah.
I've seen some exciting videos from coming out of Bellator. What about the Pro Fight League with Olivier?
I really like that.
I didn't see what happened because he was winning, and then I was waiting to see what's going to happen in the playoffs. Did he not make the playoffs? Like, what happened?
He didn't make the playoffs because he
missed the first fight because of the plane.
Yeah, he missed the first fight. So then automatically he couldn't qualify because the season is only two fights. So if you don't show up for one fight,
you don't get
your points. Yeah.
Oh, that's shitty, man.
So he won the first fight, but he had to knock the guy out in the first round to make it into the playoffs, and I think he knocked him out either in the third round or then he fought another fight that was just kind of like an exhibition fight. He won that, so I think next year he's going to be back. But the final was super exciting to see, like, really good fighters fighting for $1 million.
It's crazy,
yeah, because these are all like good fighters that are fucking poor. Like, it's a
Yeah, the fight game, that's another thing people don't realize, is them too, like comics, you spend a lot of time grinding and not making anything.
Yeah, and there's the only ones that make money, there's like one or two that are making a shit ton of money. Like, Khabib made a shit ton of money, but all the other guys, even fucking famous UFC guys, are making like $100,000 a year, but then they have to pay their team.
And taxes and all that shit, but not even that. And what's fucked up is that it's something that also you can't just do every weekend. It's not like at stand-up, even though you're not making a lot. Let's say you're trying to make it to the top, but you have a lot of shows.
Yeah.
If you do a big fucking fight, dude, you're beat up. You can't just go fight the next night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's really, really
That's
fucked
why they
up
need to. That's why they put fight of the night. You need fight of the night or
to motivate you to make that bonus.
Yeah.
Because that's a good bonus. You get like 50 G's or something.
Yeah, I think it's 75. Or 75. Maybe they've brought it down.
That's a year's salary, let's say. So, you get fight of the night. Let's say you win. So you get your purse plus you get 75 G's. Now you're like, okay, my training camp
I'm
for the
okay
next
for
year.
A year.
Yeah. set up for the
Why
next
don't they pay
payday?
Them a little bit better?
Because they can get them at that price.
Yeah.
And it's all, you know, it's
there's
all
no
about
union.
Money.
There's no fighters union.
Yeah. I'm going to start the first fighters union.
Yeah.
No one's going to listen to you.
I know.
You can't start a fighters union unless the top fighters are in it.
Yeah.
And they won't be in it.
Yeah. Because they're already getting paid.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
I see where the issue lies.
Yeah, because some guys make, like McGregor makes crazy money. Yeah.
He's worth $100 million, the guy, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most of his money comes from whiskey, though.
100%.
But,
yeah.
But he's still, like, if he fights, he makes over $1 million
yeah.
a fight.
Yeah.
But, like, a lot of those guys don't.
No.
I wonder how much GSP is worth. He's probably worth, like, 15.
He better be.
10, 15 at least.
But GSP also has a, I think he was smarter with his investments.
Yeah.
He has more of a, like, a Quebec mentality.
Yeah.
He's not about, like,
and he lives,
showing off.
He lives, like, you know.
Modestly.
Modestly. Oh, yeah.
His
yeah.
net worth is apparently $30 million.
Yeah, 30 he knows
million,
what he's doing. Yeah,
his salary is $6 million per fight.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't fuck around,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah. Fuck, good for him, bro.
Yeah.
So $30 million US, so that's like 40 Canadian?
Yeah, about it's two times 1.3.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so yeah, he's making his money. Good for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, are you calculating that?
Yeah, if we put 30 million.
And it's not 1.3, it's 1.25, but
yeah, but oh, it's okay.
Doesn't matter.
1.3 you know, would be 40 million.
Yeah.
It's just a number.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
And I'm like, I like that he didn't give the amount. He just said, yeah, you're right.
Well, 38 million.
It took 17 minutes to just go, it's, yeah, it's, all right.
He'd make a great accountant. Yeah. So how much do I owe? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Look, do I have to pay taxes? Yeah, you're right. How much? Yeah. You know.
Yeah. All right.
Whatever. It's good.
38 million. So you were like mad close.
Yeah. What a fucking, you'd be the worst accountant ever.
Could you think we could start a comedian fight league? Maybe not fight league.
But they already have that kind of with roast battle.
No, but I mean physically.
Okay, a real fit. There are, like, everyone on the French side that knows how to fight are all old as fuck. Like, yeah. Guy Nantel is black belt in karate. Daniel Grenier is black belt in karate. But Nantel is, like, in his 50s.
Yeah.
So I don't think he'd want to be in a fight league. And yeah. All the younger ones are all, like, they look super weak.
Yeah.
So you see an old strong man versus a young
weak man.
It'll
just be me and Preach beating everyone up.
Yeah.
What about maybe a hockey league? I want to do something like that, like have a competition with the comedians that's physical. They get out and do some fucking exercise.
Yeah.
But it's just Jean Thomas, I know that. JC, actually. JC Serret plays hockey, too.
Yeah. Like, on the French side, there's a Jay Dutamp that's good. Too,
Jay hockey. Plays. Okay, so we then we go back to my original idea that I told JC Serret. We make a Quebec comedians hockey team.
Yeah.
And then we could face comedians from other provinces, or we join a league here.
Or you play against, like, other jobs.
Oh, like the police union.
Police
shit.
Union. Yeah.
I would watch. I would.
That could be on RDS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, eh?
Yeah, and we have Preach on our team to throw them off.
Yeah, he's always getting, he's always in the penalty box.
Oh, my God.
What? He wasn't even on the ice 5 minutes for a slashing.
He's always getting slashed.
For 5 minutes for instigating. Instigate what? He's here.
Exactly.
Aren't you guys supposed to save your image? Nah, we're beyond that. They beat up another kid. I heard they beat up a black kid this weekend, the cops.
Did you see how they did it, too?
No,
it
I just amazing. Heard about it.
Because they hold the kid down, like, face in the snow, and then the cop kicks a bit of snow on the kid's face.
Where was this?
Oh, here.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm laughing, but it's just, it's such a dick move. It's such a dick move.
Let's see this. And then what was the excuse they gave?
I don't know. I just saw the video and I was like, God damn, okay.
Quebec. Was this in Quebec City?
It's in Quebec City, yeah.
Okay.
Quebec City, where your girl is from.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's this one. Quebec City forcefully arrest black youth.
Do you want to play the video?
Yeah, I'm bringing it up for you guys.
Perfect. Boom.
Bing, blang, blow.
Warning, video contains graphic content. Oh, boy.
Oh, right. And it's a CBC News thing. No,
what the fuck?
No, that's not the one I saw.
Because it's from one day ago.
Really?
Yeah. This is the one, I think. Look, he was kneeing him in the fucking...
Okay.
Whoa, what the fuck, bro? That's excessive. Shit.
No, that's not the one I saw.
No, eh?
God damn.
It's still brutal, though.
Wait, yeah. That's a kid?
I don't know.
Wait, but why are they doing this? There's three of them. They're holding his legs. What did he do?
Okay. No, the one I saw was fucking cute compared to this.
Maybe you saw the ending.
They were just holding...
Wait, what? Why are they doing this to him? I don't understand.
Damn.
Maybe it is this one. He threw his phone in the snow, but why? I don't understand what he did.
Maybe it is this one. I think.
Oh, I thought that was his car. That's the police car.
Yeah.
Oh, that's excessive. Well, let's see what he did. Does it write it? Oh, they're beating.
Oh, there's
up
another one.
No, that's not the video I saw.
No, eh?
Oh, this is new. So, what, Poseidon? What does it say in the story? What did he do, this kid?
Let's take a look. I'm gonna go off the top. New Quebec City mayor says images troubled him, but only show part of the picture. The mayor of Quebec City.
We beat up some other kids too.
Yeah. Bruno Marchand says he has full confidence in the local police force, SPVQ, to investigate.
He's just saying that because he's afraid.
Yeah,
he they know where he lives.
Yeah, he has full confidence in the police. I'm sure they could take him.
Yeah. After disturbing footage of two young black people being arrested was widely shared on social media this weekend. My sincere thoughts are with everyone who was affected by these events.
God damn.
Events that deeply upset some people or maybe even caused some to feel fear.
Why? Deeply upset some people. Others were ecstatic. Yeah.
That's funny. Responsibility.
Shouldn't they mostly apologize, though, to the kids?
Yeah, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking beat up. Who cares about someone that got deeply offended?
Yeah.
Just stop beating up black kids.
Oh, the video shows a police officer kicking snow in the face
of a young
man on the ground. Another officer can be seen landing several blows while the young man is lying on the ground and being restrained.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
So see, the when you only see the one, the kid getting a bit of snow in his face, you're like, oh, that's cute.
They beat the shit out of him. It's three guys. Three adult men.
I didn't see the one getting beaten up.
Yeah, well, until now.
So now I feel bad
about it. So it doesn't say that they did anything, these kids.
Sorry, I was rewatching the video to try and find the snow being kicked in their face.
But it doesn't
say it won't be good anyway since we saw the guy get beat up.
Yeah. Led to several arrests. There was a lot of police. In a statement to the Quebec City Police Brotherhood, urged the public to wait until more information surrounding the arrest is shared before judging the police officer's conduct. So it doesn't say what happened. It's just this videos.
Yeah.
This video.
God damn.
Look, I'll wait. However, so far looks damning.
Yeah, very damning.
Looks damning, but I'll wait.
Yeah, they didn't say what happened. It's just this video.
Still, it still seemed excessive. Three guys just breaking him.
Yeah.
It's more of a gang fight than an arrest.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But who knows? Maybe that kid was a gang member and he threatened the cops. I don't know.
Maybe. Maybe pulled out a knife.
I don't think so. He was on his phone.
Yeah. Oh.
Imagine, I was just trying to do a TikTok.
Imagine.
He's a kid, bro. He might have been trying to do a TikTok. Yeah. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't fucking know.
He probably saw the video of what's his face? That actor again.
Exactly.
Getting punched. The one we just saw.
Rick Moranis.
Rick Moranis getting punched. I was like, we got him.
And we had a conversation about this.
Because that joke could have worked if you said he saw the video of Rick Moranis getting punched. Yeah. And it's a
joke. It's okay said he joke. Was seeking revenge for Rick Moranis. Yeah. Big Rick Moranis fan, that cop.
Yeah. But going.
Because I forgot his name. I forgot his name. That's why.
What's the name? Was he in the movie with the ghosts? The Ghostbusters? Not the one with the chick, so. And he wasn't like one of the Ghostbusters, but I think he was in that. Was he in that? I think so. That guy.
Because they saw a video of that guy. What the fuck are you talking about?
I want to fucking throw snow in your face now.
Yeah. I want to tell the cops you're a black youth. Let them handle this.
This black youth has been starting trouble.
I'm sorry. But it's, you're almost gonna...
We're not actually hurt.
I know.
We just find you a little ludicrous at this moment in time.
Yeah, I am ludicrous.
He's a bit of a ludicrous kid.
Yeah.
You didn't do anything this weekend for the first time, right? You just chilled.
What do you mean? No, I came out to shows with you, watched a movie.
Oh, fuck, I forgot. Yeah. Dude, I forgot I did stand-up for 20 minutes. Yeah, I hadn't done a set in English in a while. It was fun.
Yeah, but you did good. You fucking slayed.
Yeah, that's my job. That's what I do now. Yeah. Yeah, thank you, Poseidon.
You're welcome.
I'm glad you were there. I'm glad you were there to cheer me on.
I contributed nothing.
You contributed shit all. He contributed nothing. Actually, he did contribute. I couldn't find parking.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I did. I forgot about that.
So I left him in the car.
Yeah.
Like a dog. And I said, look.
And then you found the parking?
Yeah, I found a parking spot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Found parking good. A couple blocks away, and then it was perfect. So I was already there waiting.
Yeah.
Because we were looking for parking for 25 minutes.
How do you have him and that Greek rapper has no one? The guy that died.
Yeah, I have a driver. Yeah. The Greek rapper didn't.
If you were... You fucking love Greece. You love rap. If you did that for that man, he'd still be alive.
I'm not in Greece, though.
Yeah.
You could probably go to Greece if you get famous enough with 2 drink minimum, and you could become a famous rap associate.
Yeah.
O Posidonas, you know, and you're driving people around.
You'd become the Ronnie the limo driver of Athens.
Yeah.
I start producing music.
You can't produce shit, bro. How are you going to produce music?
I learn.
We attempted that years ago.
No, that was DJing. I was lazy. I was working. I was looking for a job.
He'd go see Greek rappers and go, "Do you know a Terry and Ted?" I could do this.
I'm behind that. Yeah. All this guy.
So when you start, you know, get into your flow, I could just stop you and go, "Oh, you didn't talk about that."
More bitches. I feel like you started singing about bitches and drugs. You got to go back to the bitches.
Yeah. And we can't hear bitches. We hear bitches. You got to hear bitches. Yeah. You got to be close.
Closer to the mic.
Closer to the mic. There's a rule. It's like this. You got to be like that.
You know what? I follow trends. You need a bit more tin sans on. Talk about these Asians. People love that shit. I'm telling you. I've seen a guy make $1 million off it. Chin sans on. That's how they talk. You do that. And like, who the fuck is this guy? How did he get here? Opposite.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you'd actually have fun in Greece.
Yeah.
I think. I don't know if they would take you seriously with that mustache, but you would have
fun. No, they wouldn't. And I kept tripping over that fucking step.
What step?
At the comedy place.
Oh, yeah, dude. He just kept, like, stairs don't exist to him.
Okay. Well, because
he just kept collapsing.
It's dark, and there was no, like, yellow sticker on it, like, yellow tape showing that it's visible. So I'm just walking thinking it's flat floor, bro, and I'm just...
So you're just walking thinking, wow, that door is really small.
That's different. Mm. You can see the frame clearly.
If you can see the frame, then don't you realize it's too low? And you're probably a level higher.
But the thing is, you're always looking forward, right?
That's so you can see the frame. So when you were walking, did you see people and go, why are those fuckers floating? Everyone's floating at the same level.
Because I don't look down while I walk.
That's what we're saying. That's what he said.
Yeah.
But then if you see people that are up, you're like, okay, they...
Yeah.
No, like I...
How
I,
are they all ghosts?
No, like I look straight ahead, right? So you see the frame. But like when you're walking, staring straight ahead, you don't see the step.
He's very, very bad out there. It's very dangerous with him. He's a menace to society.
I think we need to get you a cane, like for blind people, even though you have your 20/20 vision.
Smacking it everywhere like a
fucking... He's just hitting it up in the air going, I don't see... I don't know what down is.
Why are you floating is the best thing. Why are you floating? Oh, shit. So Poseidon and Guido, their alliance is getting stronger.
Okay.
Because Guido left to New York... not New York City, to Toronto to do a gig. He hasn't done stand-up in over a year. I'm going to hear about it all tonight. And he left him in charge of his restaurant.
Wow. In charge is...
For one night. One night only. And Poseidon ruined everything.
And you've never run a restaurant, right? You worked as a busboy for
really
a
run.
Week.
Not a run guy at all.
Yeah, I don't like running.
Yeah. But you've never walked a restaurant either.
The only time you ever worked in a restaurant, he got fired for stealing food.
For eating fries that people hadn't finished.
Yeah,
but
that's not what fired him. They were mad about that, but what got him fired was because he dropped a lot of plates and glasses. He broke them all.
Two racks of glasses.
Yeah. But he was a terrible employee before that happened.
Okay.
No, I was all right.
So Guido was like, he's not competent enough to be a busboy manager. <Yeah.
laughs> So this guy goes Friday night in charge.
So you go manage Guido's place.
Yeah. So I got
to... You want me to talk about it or you want to
go? No, you can talk about it. Okay, I wasn't there.
So I fucking, we get a phone call and everything from Guides and everything.
He's in Toronto?
Yeah, he's in Toronto, and he's like, bro, and he's like panicking.
He said, can you guys, this is what he asked, he tells me, can you go to my restaurant, because the Uber Eats machine isn't working.
Yeah.
So two guys that don't work in restaurants were like, yeah, we got this.
Yeah. he knows you've used Uber Eats, so you probably know how it runs.
Yeah.
So I said, all right, we'll go. And then I realized this is way too easy for me. I'm wasting my time and energy. Poseidon, you can handle it alone. You'll be back in 15 minutes. I was wrong.
Yeah. So I pull up. We're trying to figure out what the fuck's going on with the internet. It's not connecting. I'm trying Wi-Fi. I'm trying everything. The TV stopped fucking working also. I'm trying to figure out how to play music for people. It's just a mess, right?
Chaos.
So then,
how many people are in the restaurant at this time?
Is it full?
Like,
no, it was like
full?
Two tables, but it filled up after.
Okay.
Yeah. So I show up. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So then, first of all, I'm trying to figure this shit out. And then the sister reveals to me that Guido's brother stole the router.
The modem.
And not just that, okay. She knew about it too because he threatened her the other night that he was going to steal the router. But she didn't believe
it. Why would you steal a modem or why would you steal
a router?
The plot thickens. So I'm going to get to that, right?
Okay.
So I show up there.
And
like,
she knew. So you're fucking trying to figure out what's
going on.
And
she wouldn't tell him.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
She's just looking at you.
Yeah, exactly. Basically.
What a bitch.
Yeah, I hate her now. After hearing that, yeah, I don't like
her. So, I'm freaking out. I'm like, what the fuck? Why isn't it working? So she tells me this. I'm like, what the fuck?
And then my head. Shouldn't you open with the reason there's no internet is not because there's a configuration
my fucking
wrong.
Stupid well, brother stole.
She told me that she didn't think he would have actually done that. So what happens is I'm trying to figure out where the fuck this is, and then I call up the brother who stole it. I'm like, yo, come, bring the fucking router back, bro. What are you doing? They have a business to run. There's orders. They're losing fucking money. He goes, no, I can't come. I have no license. I can't drive. So I'm like, how'd you even get the router? How'd you get here? How'd you get to your place, wherever the fuck you are? He goes, my friend brought me. My friend, who, by the way, is the guy that he stole the router to. Anyway.
So essentially, there's a guy that lives in the basement there.
Okay.
And they're friends, but they had a rivalry, I guess, that he was mad at him.
Yeah.
And he didn't. And to spite him, because the friend that's living in the basement was using the internet of the restaurant, he's like, I don't want him to use it. So instead of changing the password like a normal person, he went and stole the router to spite the gremlin that lives
the
in the
friend.
Basement.
Yeah.
By ruining a business.
Yeah.
So how did you get the guy in the basement? Because we know you have a problem with stairs. Did you yell out, hey, small man?
No, what happened was I started getting phone numbers to people. So I started calling the brother. He lied to me saying that he stole it. He was with him. It's him. It's his friend that drove him.
Yeah.
But this guy doesn't even drive also. They both don't drive. And then so I call up.
That's a degenerate.
So I call up the other guy. He shows up. He goes, why'd you call me? I called you to go get the router. Why are you here? He goes, I don't drive. I go. Well, this guy told me you helped him steal the router. No, he stole the router to spite me. I'm like, what the fuck?
It's like Seinfeld if everyone was on heroin.
Yeah. It's like Seinfeld if the only character was Newman.
Yeah.
Like it's nine Newmans. What the
fuck? I'm fucking freaking out. So now I'm calling the bro. Finally, what I do is I get his address. I can't show up there because me.
Oh, you're gonna murder him.
Oh yeah, yeah.
No,
yeah.
You don't understand. I would have backhanded him and beat the shit out of him.
It wouldn't have ended. It wouldn't have been funny anymore.
Yeah, exactly. So what I do is I send the chef, right?
And the chef says, I'll be back in 20 minutes.
Yeah, he goes, I'll be back. It was a 30-minute drive.
Yeah.
I'll be back, goes.
Isn't sending the chef a bet? Like, he's the only guy in the restaurant you actually need.
Yeah.
Well, there were two that night.
Okay.
Yeah. So the other guy worked.
He sent one of the two chefs.
Okay.
Yeah. So there were two that night. So I sent one of the guys. I give him the address. I put it, bro, the guy didn't even know how to use Google Maps. I had to put it in for him.
Jesus.
Or just
fuck,
a
what?
Mess,
where do
bro.
They find their employees?
And then on top of it, before.
Craigslist?
Yeah. So I send him. So I go. So I call up the brother again. I go, bro, this, and this. He's going to come get it. The guy goes. He goes, by the way, I don't like the way you talk to me. You should have a little more respect when you talk to me.
You're a gremlin that lives in the basement.
No, not
uses
that guy.
The restaurant's internet.
No, that was the brother that told me that.
Fuck
first.
Him too, bro.
Yeah. So me, I get pissed off.
Have more respect for the cokehead that's stealing modems.
Yeah. There you go.
You're ruining your family's business, and I gotta respect you.
Exactly. So I go off on the phone. I go, shut the fuck up, man. How about you respect your fucking brother? He's trying to run a business. You piece of shit. You fucking scumbag.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Starts swearing at him all kinds, and he hangs up on me.
Obviously. Yeah. No, he's just gonna sit there and be like, this is fun.
So then, but then after, so I'm like, okay, I solved the issue. I sent the chef. Okay.
I yelled at a grown man.
Yeah. So then this happens. And then finally.
I solved the issue.
Well, you didn't solve anything. You still didn't have a modem.
You just, you sent someone do your job.
Yeah.
For you.
You had a bunch of addicts mad at you. That's all that's all you accomplished.
So, but the thing is, his friend, the other guy, who
gremlin?
I yelled at, who I thought was going to go get
the gremlin router, from the basement.
The gremlin from the basement, yes. Who I thought was going to go get it, shows up. He goes, yo, you called me over. I'm like, I didn't call you over. I told you to go get the router. I couldn't reach you after.
Was no, he stole the router, and that's when he tells me, like,
the guy, he stole it to spite me.
Yeah, yeah.
What aren't you getting? It makes perfect sense.
So I go, so then, and then the sister starts arguing with him of like, why are you stealing internet? And then he gets
mad. This sounds like an episode of Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, bro, like it was complete insanity.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then,
why are you stealing internet? Did you ask the new manager if you could do that?
And then he gets mad at me. I go, why are you mad at me? He goes, no, you called me over here. I was working. I'm like, well, yeah. My
what, kind of, what kind of important work does he have in the basement of a restaurant with no internet?
And it's not an apartment, right? It's just a basement.
It's like, it's a basement, like a makeshift apartment.
Does he have a shower?
I have no idea, bro.
Or he washes with the dishes.
Probably with the dishes.
Can you close early? Because my balls reek.
So he gets mad at me, and then he calls me up after while I'm waiting. Calls me up after, goes, you know, I didn't appreciate the way you spoke to me. I didn't feel like there was respect.
How did you speak to him?
How did
I yelled at him. I told him to go get the router.
Why are these people like so? Why do they?
They're
want
very easily
so
offended.
Much respect.
Yeah. They're like, doing unrespectable things.
It's always the people who respect the least that demand the most.
They're completely disrespectful of everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And they demand respect.
Yeah.
How can you steal a modem from a restaurant and then when someone calls you out, go, look, you're being very disrespectful. I stole something that is useless to me but can ruin the business. And then this is how you're going to treat me? Like a buffoon? Yeah. You're treating me like a buffoon?
Sir, your attitude is very unbecoming.
Oh, shit.
As a restaurant manager, you're very, very aggressive right now.
Oh, shit, bro.
You're treating me like a criminal.
And then, bro, and then... So
where was he? He was in Laval? He was in a...
Yeah, yeah, past Laval.
But was he in a basement of another restaurant?
I have no idea. I have no idea, Mike. Mike, I have no idea.
He's in a shed?
Yeah. I have no clue, bro. So here's the thing. So now I'm waiting. Fuck, it takes 2.5...
Yeah, what is he doing? He's walking around with a modem. He's in someone else's house. Doesn't the person... Hey, can I ask you a question? I don't want to get personal or anything. What's with the modem?
Yeah.
Oh, this motherfucker I don't like was piggybacking off my family's internet at the restaurant. So I took the family's internet from the restaurant. No internet for anybody. Because my rival was using it.
Or if it's a router, he's like asking people, you have a modem? Do you mind if I plug this in for a couple of minutes? I just have to send an email.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because
I carry my own router.
Because the internet had the restaurant had internet, but no wireless.
So it was the router they took?
Yeah, exactly.
What a piece of garbage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So anyway, so this happens, and I'm waiting. I'm trying to call the chef. He's not answering. 2.5 hours.
2.5 hours go by now? Bro, there's still nothing. So he's accomplished his first day as a restaurant manager. Didn't go well.
And what time was this?
Oh, like, I should was late. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I showed up there at 5. I left at 8.
So
yeah.
The whole rush hour for the-
This was happening.
Dinner time-
Yeah.
There was no orders coming in.
No.
There were two customers and...
They were getting customers in the restaurant, which was making the chef frustrated, but they were making zero orders online because nobody could order online, which is bad because you mostly make nowadays.
Yeah, exactly. It's all online. Yeah.
Fuck, so I'm trying to reach a chef. No answer, no answer. In the meantime, the fucking gremlin calls my phone and he tells me that.
When you forget about the gremlin and then he calls back, he's like, by the way, I didn't like the disrespect you showed me by asking me where the router is.
And I told him, I don't give a fuck. And I hung up on him. And then he calls me back an hour later.
An hour.
And he's like, and he tells me, by the way, do me a favor, never call me again.
Hey, we're not dating.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, there was never any issue with that. I was never going to call you. Like, fuck you. And I hung up on him again.
Did you block his number?
No, he just he started stomping on the floor really hard to fuck with the guy downstairs.
So, but then that happens. And then it's not even done, by the way.
Oh, fuck.
The chef. Okay. Finally, I reach the chef.
Chef comes back.
I go, no. I call him. I finally reach him.
It's been 3 hours. The fuck are you?
I go, what's happening? Where are you? He goes, yeah, I'm sorry, man. He, you know, he had to run errands, so he made me run errands for him.
Before
he can give me the router.
Wouldn't it be easier just to go to fucking Radio Shack and buy a new router?
At this point, yeah.
Like a router is like $49.
Yeah, at that point, yeah, it would have been. It would
have
been.
At that point, honestly,
go to Best Buy. Yeah. And fuck the brother.
Yeah. At that point, but that's I guess because you're so frustrated the guy stole it, but he's holding it hostage. He's like, you gotta run errands with me.
Yeah.
So like just idiots.
Yeah.
It's literally Seinfeld on crack.
Yeah. And then anyways, so Fuck, bro. I was so pissed.
This guy has to be banned from the restaurant, even if he's a brother.
Yeah, this is what I say, but nobody.
Yeah, I don't think
nobody does anything. What
the fuck kind of weird business?
I would ban him from the fucking neighborhood.
Yeah.
I'm so fucking happy that my family, like, I get along with my dad and my brother, that they don't do shit like this. But I know if my brother did something like that, he wouldn't be my brother anymore.
No, same.
I'd be like, okay, fuck you.
You're trying to sabotage me?
You came out of the same pussy as me, but that's it.
No,
that's
if you try to sabotage like that, are you fucked?
Yeah, dude? That's next level. Yeah. That's what the
especially
fuck, bro.
Especially then if he's talking about respect. Some fuck I know.
That's funny, though.
Why if I had pulled up,
I'd run him over with my car.
Yeah, I'd beat the shit out of
him. That has no self-awareness. Yeah. He has zero self-awareness. Yeah. I'm such a respectable member of society. I'm the router king.
What pisses me off the most about this is that this guy actually tries to ruin his family's business.
Yeah.
And his family doesn't do anything to him like they do to Guido.
Yeah, it's true. They really mess with Guido.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Is he older or younger than
Guido?
I think.
Older, yeah.
So that's why he deserves respect.
Yeah.
Respect comes with age.
I've been stealing routers since before you were a fucking sperm cell.
And yeah, and because of that, all of Saturday, for some reason, I wanted to fight. I had this urge in me that I wanted to fight.
Yeah, he was very, this is a day later on Saturday, he was very aggressive. I go, why are you so pissed? He's like, bro, I want to fight. I go, why? He's like, I think yesterday, bro, because none of them came to the restaurant. I have to punch him in the fucking head. I still want to take it out. But it's a good thing he didn't show up at the restaurant because he would have decked someone in the head.
Yeah,
Like when I heard him on the phone, I hadn't heard him this mad in so long because he felt personally slighted.
Yeah,
he's like, I came here, I tried to help.
Disrespected.
Yeah. I came here, I tried to help. And then it's like a civil war. You guys are stealing each other's modems. I have a crackhead in the basement being like, modem? You know, like, he's like, what the fuck is this? And then he calls him. He's like, never call. Like, why would I call you? Like, you live in a basement. Fuck off. Like,
Yeah. Complete lunacy.
I wonder if this guy, since he's older, used to steal like phone cables.
Oh, and now the worst part is, and he didn't admit to this, a $800 cheese grater is missing.
Like, was the gremlin, does the gremlin like cheese? If we find out that the gremlin likes cheese, you just, we know who the
all you hear is in the middle of the night from downstairs, all you hear is
no, it's like electronic and mechanical. Yeah. It's like this crazy cheese grater for the restaurant, and it's missing. But he doesn't want to admit that he stole it.
Oh, he
who,
definitely
the gremlin?
The brother.
Yeah, I don't think it's the gremlin. No. We're blaming the gremlin for nothing. No. It sounds like the brother.
I think he stole it to sell it.
Yeah. Yeah,
or maybe to spite the gremlin.
The best thing he could do is he's trying to sell the cheese grater to buy cheese, and he's like, fuck.
Yeah, because plus, like an $800 cheese grater. On the black market, you can get $14 for it. You can't, like, or probably, you could probably get $200.
Well, it's like high-end restaurant equipment.
But so no one that has a, everyone that has a restaurant that needs a cheese grater has a cheese grater.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or they're not going to buy from some fucking cokehead who's like, you want cheese grater? I got routers too. You want this half a beer? You want half a beer?
You have a Brisbane there? You need a gremlin? Talk about it. I know gremlins. Just don't give them the Wi-Fi code. Because then I get angry.
God,
it's so stupid.
Instead of stealing the router, he should have put a gremlin trap in the basement.
But I can't believe they became enemies. Like, their frenemies is so crazy.
And first, what a weird reason to hate someone.
Yes. And I guarantee if you ask him, why didn't you just change the password? He'd be like, I don't know how to use to change the password. Who knows how to change the password? So you took down an entire business.
Yeah.
But they should get another router just in case.
Yeah, backup router. Yeah.
A backup one.
Or they should do what I've been saying from the beginning.
Or lock
change
the
locks. Yeah.
Well, no, because what he does is he goes, so when it's locked, he no longer has a key.
Oh, nice.
But the thing is, when they're open, he goes and he steals food, like, from clients' plates.
Wait!
He steals food.
Yeah,
like
Yeah.
Why don't they call the police?
Hold on, like, they're preparing food and they'll leave it out and shit, waiting, like, so it could get served. And he goes, he grabs food, empties everything.
Bro, he's like a gremlin.
Yeah.
He was mad that the other gremlin was stealing his gig. Bro, that's goblin. That's what rats do.
Yeah. He just grabbed because
oh, he's a fiend, bro.
That's
fiendish.
Yeah, bro. So he does heavy shit, bro.
He does everything you've said though makes me respect the man.
I need you to show me respect.
He is a piece of shit, but very.
I'm the pizza plate bandit. Respect me.
Scumbag activity, but ever since that day, apparently, he hasn't shown up again. Apparently,
God damn it. But they should call the cops.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, Guido, since his parents aren't doing anything, Guido could call the cops and go, look, there's this fucking guy that came into my restaurant, stole the modem. He's always stealing cheese.
If Guido was smart, the next time he sees him in there doing that, he would just call the cops and be like, look, there's a black kid in here stealing modems. Yeah.
God damn. Yeah. So that's what I went through on fucking Friday, bro.
That's it, yeah. But do you see the difference? He didn't get beat up in the snow. None of those guys.
Yeah.
I'm saying the other guy.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing happened to him. Like, there's no repercussion.
He refused to come back to the restaurant.
But still, that's not a repercussion.
Yeah. Because he knew what was waiting if he showed up. Yeah, hey, the restaurant was dead at that moment, too.
Yeah.
Bro, I would have cracked the chair of his head.
But he's going to show up in 4 days and it all will be forgotten.
Yeah. He better hope I'm not there.
You're telling me you never sold the cheese grater?
Yeah. He better hope I'm not there because he's getting a chair off the head.
Yeah, that's crazy though. Stealing shit like, Jesus Christ. He's a saboteur.
Yeah.
Let he who has never stolen a cheese grater throw the first modem.
Oh, so Poseidon, I want you to know that the people that are like you and like this, because I know you're also a big fan of Two Drink Minimum, they could catch us online every week. We're available everywhere. We're on here on the YouTubes, but we're also on Spotify. Did you know that we're on Apple Podcasts?
We're on Apple Podcasts. We're on Google Podcasts. We're on even Stitcher. I don't even know if anyone uses that anymore. We're on TuneIn. Anywhere you get podcasts, we're there.
Tell your friends all about us. And if you are bilingual, we got something exciting for you. This summer, live at the Montreal Bell Center, home of the Montreal Canadiens, Mike Ward, Sousa Kut, the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet, is happening live July 22nd, 2022. From, like I said, the Bell Center. Tickets are on sale now. There's already about 17,000 or 18,000 tickets sold. A couple are left. What, 4,000, 3,000 something?
3,000 tickets.
So not that many left. By the summer, we're probably going to sell that shit out. So go over there, buy your tickets, join us for that live event. It is going to be the podcasting event of a lifetime. It's probably going to be the event of the summer. Oh, I have something to tell you funny off air after that. I just realized it. Also find Mike online, MikeWard.ca, and you can catch the entire catalog of Sousa Kut at patreon.com/Sousa Kut. Myself, patreon.com/Pantelis. You can see all my antics with Poseidon and PanteliscComedy.com for dates, podcasts, whatever you want, I guess.
Yeah.
Poseidon, anything I forgot?
You forgot to tell everyone to go fuck themselves.
Oh, go fuck yourself.
That's not very respectful.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.